Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Student Hacks Podcast. It's currently week 8 when you'll be listening to this. We will have already finished StuVac, but at the time of recording this, we are just starting StuVac, actually. So, what plans do you all have for StuVac? Is it like more of a rest week for you, or are you catching up with assessment work?
I'm just so glad it's finally StuVac. There's so much to catch up on, but I'm taking the first few days off and just relaxing and giving my mind and body the rest that it deserves, I guess. Mm. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good plan. That's really important, I feel.
For me, I have a lot of work and study to do because, you know how StuVac, there is like a public holiday. I think it's Easter's holiday.
Yeah.
Because of that, like all the work have to be pushed. So I usually work on that day, but all the other ones I had to push away from that day. So I have a pretty full-on work week on StuVac, and I guess at night I'll be a student. So I am, it's okay.
It's all right. We're all wishing you the best of luck, all the good vibes. You can do it.
Thank you. What about you? What about you? What is your plan?
You know, it's really interesting because StuVac has always been like a work week for me. It's the week that I catch up with all of my assessment work. But for the first time, I think, since I started my degree, it like caught me by surprise. My tutor for my studio told us, like, make sure you put away your work for a few days this week. Like, I'm not joking. Like, take an actual break. Whereas every other tutor I've had has always been like, you better be working. Like, But it was really nice to hear that because I've never been told that before. So I'm going to take it to heart and, relax a little bit.
Yeah, that's my tutor as well. Actually, no, it's actually very different. I think my tutor was like, he was explaining what is StuVac. He was like, it's study vacation. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, don't treat it as a vacation. He gave a long list of examples of things that we shouldn't do, like we shouldn't go skiing, we shouldn't go mountain hiking. Like, I was like, why are you so detailed? Like, if you're telling us not to do it, why are you telling us what we could have done? Like, it's just very like kind of reverse psychology, right?
Giving me ideas.
And it's really interesting to hear, you know, like you were saying, that tutor told you to put away work. I think it's really interesting to see how like different people have different approaches to like even the holidays, and I guess that can really extend to assignments, because that could be our tutor when they were working on the assignments. My tutor could be like go, and your tutor could be like procrastinating. So it's really interesting to like just hear about that. So would you say, I guess, like building on top of that, what do you think what is your style when it comes to approaching assignments or assessment items?
I'm definitely not a disciplined individual when it comes to finishing work and assessment. I struggle to focus and start my work. Once I start, I'm good, but starting is difficult. So if I know the work is long and includes a lot of research, I do the research bit a little bit earlier, but I still, but sitting down and drafting my essay is always very last minute. So StuVac, is actually a good time to catch up on the research bit of my work, and maybe even start a few ones which are closer with closer deadlines. But what about you guys? How do you approach assessments?
The way that I approach can really vary, because like, you know how you talk about like writing essays and stuff. I think because I'm doing I'm studying in FEIT, so I don't really have that much writing. Like usually, I think it really like the way I approach. I don't have a set style. It really depends. First of all, obviously, if it's a group assignment or individual assignment. Because usually for group assignments, you need to talk a lot about how do you want to approach things and that kind of stuff. So with group assignments, I try to like immediately right after class, I'll make a group chat and be like, hi, what's up? Let's talk about when can we meet? Because like, and I set up a recurring event so no one can like, I'll be like, oh, I'm not free. Like, I'll be like, I asked you 3 weeks ago. He said you'll be free. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you give me one week notice? That kind of vibe. Sorry, I'm probably a scary group mate. But for individual assessments, like, it really depends on how confident I am. Because, like, with, like, coding exams, quizzes, that kind of stuff, if I'm not familiar, which a lot of times I'm not, I usually start revising the content, like, a bit like before, so like 3 or 4 days before, because I'm a goldfish, and if I practice too early and I didn't practice beforehand, I'll totally forget and I'll feel bad because I was like, I invested time into it and why did I forgot? But then I'm just like, I just come to accept that I'm just a goldfish, you know. The preferred way to do it, obviously the actual learning way, is you practice throughout the semester every week, so you actually remember, right? But that's just not the case. I would really want to do that if I had the time and effort, because that's actually learning, right? You're actually studying instead of just like practicing for exams.
Yeah, I feel like we're all very similar. Yeah, like we're not the, how do you say, like the steady, like methodical type of worker. I feel like I very much work in like bursts of energy rather than doing a little bit every day. I kind of alternate it, like 3 days on, like really hardcore, and then just 3 days off, like doing nothing. That's kind of like how I do it, I suppose. But it's interesting because I think creative work, especially because, yeah, I'm an architecture student, it can be really difficult because sometimes you have to almost wait for like the ideas to come to you. But yeah, I've been really lucky this semester. I've had really good group mates, so it's very easy to kind of bounce work and ideas off of each other. And I really enjoy creative assessments where there's multiple people involved, because at the end you get this nice little project and it has like a little essence of like everyone, you know, in the project and what you've done, which is really wholesome and nice to see. But even if it's an individual assessment, I feel like as a good rule of thumb, it's always best to have some friends in your classes that you're constantly in the same loop as. So like you're doing your things independently, but you're kind of working in a parallel side by side. And I think it's a good way to kind of gauge process and where you should be with your assignments week by week. Like you can always refer to each other and help each other with questions or if anybody gets stuck with anything. And I really love body doubling as well. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's kind of just like, you know, where you sit in silence, or like they're in the background, but you're working on your own things independently. And it keeps you accountable. You know, you can can make sure that you're getting your work done because somebody is sitting there and they're busy too.
Okay, that would never work for me. Like I tried doing that, but I think me and my friends would just keep talking. We would like be silent maybe for 5 minutes, and we'll accidentally make eye contact, and then we're just gonna share memes from that. I think it requires a high level of self discipline. Yeah. I don't think I have it.
It depends on the person. Yeah, like I can see sometimes I do prefer to just like sit by myself in silence and get things done. But I really just appreciate like the company, like somebody there in the background on Zoom. It's nice.
You should check
out
Stream. Oh my god,
Study Streams on Twitch. Yeah. I used to watch them. They're nice. Yeah.
They also have a Discord as well, so you can sit with some people in silence and just study on Discord.
Yeah, I prefer my friends. Yeah. I feel like it's a bit less intimidating.
That's true. Yeah. But with friends, the issue is like you might just turn into a gigantic gossip session.
But sometimes that's necessary. You just gotta let it out. And I mean, like, at the end of the day, if you're happy, you're having like a good time, and the work still gets done to some degree, like it's all part of the experience.
To some degree.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fair enough.
I think sometimes it's like, I don't know, like, you know how you were saying that you do it like in a burst, and then like, I think in the burst, like, do you usually get it all done when you work in burst?
I mean, yes, I even though I do it in bursts, I tend to start very early, like as soon as we get the assessment.
Right.
But yeah, it is funny how like, you know, sometimes we try our best to get it all done, but like it's the classic uni student struggle, everyone leaving things to the night before it's due.
Totally. Yeah. I guess like from there, like, do you have any experience in terms of like avoiding, at least I guess from your perspective, how do you avoid leaving everything to the last minute?
I think with me, the important aspect of not leaving assessments for last minute is finding that motivation to complete it.
Yeah.
As someone who struggles with finding that motivation, what works for me is going to the reading room at UTS. You know, the vibe in reading room is so focused and dedicated. Mm-hmm. It works great for motivation. It's quiet and peaceful, and it's so much easier to stay focused because everyone is already focused on their assessments or reading or doing something productive. So right. it helps me build the enthusiasm to work. So I guess basically my advice is to change up your space or surrounding. Maybe head over to Starbucks if that's your vibe and that motivates you to finish work. What about you guys? How do you approach it?
I like to kind of set up like a loose plan of what like the smaller tasks are in the assessment once I get it. And then I split it kind of like what I have to do week by week, and then I prioritize things according to difficulty. But I would definitely say try and do the most difficult things first, so that if you realize along the way that you need extra help to finish those difficult things, you still have the time to go and find help. And once that's out of the way, yeah, like it's easier to push like that, have that final push to the finish line as like a light one, like speeding through the easier tasks instead of like everything compounding into chaos at the final minute because you've got the stressful things left and it's like the countdown of the deadline. It's just like pure stress and chaos. So that doesn't work for me. So I always try and get the hard part out of the way and then leave the easy stuff to the last, and it just leaves me less burnt out, and it's more satisfying when I'm finally finished.
Right. I guess like for me it's really the opposite. Like I like to finish the easy tasks first, so I guess like I really don't break them into small. I break them into like in each individual assignment. Say if I know I can do these assignments quicker and easier, I'll finish immediately whenever I have time. I'll try to work on it, and then I'll leave some minor formatting before I have to submit it. So because I know, because I guess like at the back of my mind I have this all these other things, so I'll try to do this as quick as possible. So I'll leave the majority of time on the assignments that are more difficult for me, and it's also like a reward as well. So instead of starting on the hardest thing, it's like telling myself I'm useful, I know things. It's just this next thing that I'm gonna do is too hard, it's not my fault. Like for me it's like that, like, which is very different I guess from how you approach it. I guess on top of that, my tips or advice to avoid leaving everything to the last minute would be just like, I don't think this is good advice, but maybe just like to panic. Because like for me, panicking is like the way how I'm like, and I'd be like, I need to do things, that kind of vibe. And when I panic, I realize that a lot of the times it is because I can't see what is going on. Like in the next week or month. I know Elsa, you're super organized. I try to do that from the beginning of the semester. And when I'm in the semester on the day or like in the week, I just like forget. Like I forget even though I promise you, I'll spend like 3 hours or 4 hours every week before I start a semester on like scheduling, on trying to remember all the tasks. And when I'm in the semester, I just forget.
No, I feel the same. It's like, you can set up a plan, but who knows if it will stick to the plan. it's a surprise.
In short, panic, but it's okay. But at the same time, use that panic effectively and productively and to break your big tasks into small bites so you can actually digest them.
That's a good point.
I guess from here, it's also about time. So in the honor of the topic, which is doing assignments, we also have some resources here for you if you ever need any help with assignments. So with UTS Helps, we all hope you have heard of it, because it's really the go-to when you need any help for assignments. So they do drop-in sessions. They also do drop-in sessions, basically just bring your computer and you go to them and be like, oh, what do I need help with? And we also do writing center. Not we, oh my god. So Helps also do writing centers, and they do it every Thursday and Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. at building 2, level 4, so I think the left wing of the Student Learning Hub. There are also a variety of workshops by the Student Learning Hub. So if you use Word to do your assignments, amazing! Surprise! We have a workshop on doing assignments with Microsoft Word. It is online on Thursday the 21st of April, 3 to 6 p.m. We also have another session that helps you find your why at uni. That is on next Tuesday, the 26th of April, 12 to 3 p.m. in the Student Learning Hub area as well. So I think that would be it for today, and we hope you have enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!